Today we are going to talk about audio description and an interesting interactive experience. Now I'm joined, first of all, by Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Art. So we've got Matthew we're going to chat to as well. But Anne, we're going to learn a little bit about community chess. Now we spoke about this probably about a month or so ago. Just remind us what this is and what connection it has with audio description.
I always like to audio describe something a bit different, a bit intriguing, and especially something that is interactive. So Matthew has created and carved and put together this giant chest, which is it's kind of in the shape of a big old treasure chest. It's made out of wood and it has doorways inside it. And you need to find different clues to help you find your way out. And this chest is big enough to have distinct rooms inside it. And when you're inside, you can communicate with your neighbours to help find a way out for you all. So it's like an escape room. The exciting thing for me was working with Matthew to provide an audio description so that anybody that goes can be really fully prepared, knowing what the chest looks like, what they should feel for, what they should search for, where they might find things, what sorts of things might they find, how best should they go about trying to wiggle their way out of there. And it's just been brilliant. I just can't wait till I got the chance to go inside and see if I could find my way out. So what we've tried to do is really make an equal experience and provide access so that whether you can see or you can't see, you have the same experience and this experience of trying to escape, but you escape through communicating and collaborating.
Sounds a lot of fun, but we've got Matthew with us. Matthew, I've heard of escape rooms, you go into buildings and things like that, but never one, you know, built from scratch, quite literally. Where did the idea come from?
I've never done an escape room until I started touring my other work, which was a big interactive arcade full of games. We took it to Dublin and I went into an escape room that was on a boat. And when I was speaking to the people, they said, oh, yeah, you know, I said about a touring escape room. And they said they didn't think there was any. I then thought, well, I could try and make a touring escape room. I applied for some funding from Without Walls Consortium, who are successful in getting the funding to try and build what we called the community chest. So the chest has four chambers and four groups of people who don't necessarily know each other. And they have to help each other find the treasures that fit in their room in order to escape.
You got involved with Anne then, who's going to be providing audio description for community chess. But I take it it's a very tactile thing then, you know, so if you are blind, you know, you can still take full part in this.
Originally, it was meant to be incredibly tactile, but with COVID, it simplified things a lot. So it's not as tactile as what it would have been, but it had to be less tactile because of contacts and surfaces. But there is a lot of feeling around for things, but the puzzles involve finding shapes basically that fit into the right holes, and all that can be felt. The communication is done through holes in the walls with nets, and all that involves picking things up and touching and exchanging with other people. You can talk and communicate through the holes, so you can't see your neighbors anyway.
So, Anne, what part do you play in this then? Is it just an introduction at the start, or are there any involvements while people are there?
So what we've done is a kind of extended introduction rather than just describing it as the chest with the chambers and the kind of windows in between the different rooms. The introduction takes you through as if you were on that journey. So it describes your way in, it describes where you go to next, it describes the space that you find yourself in, and then it sets out what you need to do. So it tells you you need to find a certain number of objects and what shapes they might be. So it doesn't tell you where to find them. It tells you that they're in that room somewhere and you need to search for them. And it tells you that, say, if it's a certain shape, then you need to find what that shape is and put the shape in the hole that matches it in order to solve the puzzle. So we're not giving the game away in terms of telling people you'll find this there, but we're hopefully giving them enough information so that once they're in there, they can discover the things for themselves. So it's been a great collaboration. And then the description is available there for anybody who wants to go and anyone who wants to listen to it wherever they are, but anyone who's planning to visit, they can listen to it before they go or when they get there. And so it will be, if they want to take it with them and have it on their phones for when they get there, then it will be like having their describer there with them. Because sadly, I can't be with everyone who wants to make a visit when it's happening. But that's the next best thing, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely, Anne, because this is going to be on the road. And that's happening very soon, Matthew.
Yes, it premieres at the Norfolk and Norwich Festival at the Garden Party, which is on the weekend of 21st and 22nd of May. And then it goes to various other places that are part of the Without Walls Festival circuit. So it goes to the Hat Fair in Winchester. And then it will go up to Stockton for the International Riverside Festival there. And then it's going to go across to the Just So Festival, which is in Cheshire. Obviously, it's the first year of touring. So hopefully when people see it out and about, they'll want to bring it to their own towns and cities.
I'm sure you'll get people looking to try this, Matthew, and probably even, you know, come to their area. I mean, if people would like to get in touch, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, well, they can contact me personally. My email is mjharrison2605@yahoo.co.uk. Or they can even text or ring me. My mobile is 07813 453 703, along with the CHEST website, which is www.community-chest.co.uk. And then there's the Instagram, which is the.community.chest. So hopefully I'll be able to post the audio description link onto those as well.
Fantastic. Matthew, best of luck with Community Chest. And Anne, thanks again for joining us. And in fact, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for having us.